Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Nikki Seberini. So delighted to be with you. We've got such a fabulous show lined up because, as we informed you last week, lots happening around the charity fundraiser. So we really just want to start off by thanking you for always being the real deal for the DL Link and for the Warriors. We've launched our charity campaign. This time, it's not just a story, it's our story at the DL Link. The raw, unfiltered, behind-the-scenes reality of the cancer battle, highlighting the authenticity of our warriors, their needs, and showing the community who and why we offer our services. Our story is loading, but we need you to help bring it to life. Running from, it started on the 5th, Tuesday, the 5th of August. It's happening until tomorrow, the 8th of August. Every rand donated will be tripled by our generous matches. Because behind every DL Link warrior is a community ready to show up, stand strong, and show real love. So it is Charity 2025. And it's so lovely to have Michelle Goodman, co-founder of the DL Link, on the show with us.
Hi, Kathy.
Welcome, Mish. Hi. Welcome. How's it going?
Buzzing. Hard work. And thank God we're going ahead and working towards our goal. Thank God.
Fantastic. Good. Listen, we'll get to more of those details just now. But I was thinking, you know, there are many people who tune in and they hear me mention the DL Link and they listen to what the Warriors have to say and we interview people. But perhaps we can go back, Mish, for the people who don't know what it is, why you founded the DL Link in 2010 and what it is that you do in the community.
Whoa, Nick. Well, the DL stands for my daughter, Devorah Leah. She was 31 when she was diagnosed with cancer. It was an absolute shock. It was 28 and her kids were 1 and 2. Unfortunately, now it would appear to be more prevalent, quite honestly. Younger people, older people, middle-aged people, it just seems to be. We're actually getting more referrals now than ever. But when Devorah Leah was diagnosed, it was just a shock, as it is to everybody. It's an absolute shock. She was a very vibrant, strong person. And just in our campaign just now, I literally just burst out crying because somebody put a donation in loving memory of Maura Devorah. She was a teacher. She was absolutely dynamic. She was hilarious. She was on the ball. She was on top of everything. And she got very sick quite quickly. But she sat in treatment and she said, you know what? When I get better, I want to start an organization helping others during their journey. She was always thinking of others. She was always caring and kind to others. And anybody who knew her, that was their one comment about her. She was hilarious, she was energetic, and just always thinking of others. So after she passed away, Tammy turned to me in the week of mourning, and she said, okay, Ma, we're going to start the organization. And I thought Tammy was, the kids were 2.5 and like just over 1 at the time. And I said, no, Tam, not now. Our hands are full. But in Tammy's style, she pushed for it. And here we are many years later, and through the doors or through our hands and hearts, we've helped over 1,000 warriors and their families too. So that's how it started, and it should just stand Devorah Leah's beautiful soul in good stead. And I keep always saying to our very, very warm and dedicated staff, all we can do is what we can do here and now. And the rest is, we all know, God runs the world. So I would like to thank the community for what they're doing here and now and assisting us so that we are a team to do the work we do, which we'll hear from our warriors shortly.
Yeah. Wow, what a thanks for that, Mish, because I don't know how many people know that story. And all these years later in 2025, you know, we continue to, as you say, hear the stories, the impact that you're making, all in the name of Devorah Leah. So maybe, Mish, as well, before we start talking about the charity event, we can just, again, for people who don't know what it is that you do, who you support, you've mentioned the warriors, you've mentioned their families, the kind of support that you offer.
Nix, we call it chicken soup. We call it chicken soup support because it's anything that warms the heart. It's anything that holds the hand. I'm sitting opposite in studio, the most beautiful warrior. Her name is Kathy. We're going to hear from her. And as I'm talking, she's smiling, and every word I'm saying, she's nodding at. Kathy will tell you how we met. And we meet in different ways. As you interviewed last week, you interviewed... or you have spoken to Monica before, who read about us in a book. And people introduce us through others in treatment or just word of mouth in the community and beyond. We had, you will well remember, Stelio, who parents and family came down from Zimbabwe. And he started a job, the dad, and on the second day of his – and they were new. They were new to South Africa. They didn't know anybody. They just rushed down for treatment. And on the second day on his work, someone said, oh, there's only one organization that you have to go to, and that's the DL Link. So whoever's referred to us, we don't tout for business, but yeah. – When people come to us, we certainly take the opportunity of trying to make their journey for them that much easier.
Yeah. And what amazing, as you say, the chicken soup support. I just think it's so beautifully put, Mish. So this charity event, of course, you know, you have all your events, so many wonderful events throughout the year, but this is a big one. It's a big one because you have very generous donors who will triple, am I correct? Is it yes. Triple the amount that people in the community phone up and they all corporates, but any pledges that are made, the amount is tripled. So this is a big event.
Yes. It's our biggest annual fundraiser. And you mentioned corporates, but for us what's so amazing is actually individuals can come, be it 18 Rand, be it 180 Rand, 1800 or 18,000, whatever a person is comfortable to give, we are absolutely grateful for. And as a group, as a community, it all adds up, comes into a big pool, and together as a team, we're able to do the work we do. And you're right, Nikki, so many people know that we are a cancer, even the corporates, they know we're a cancer organization. And I'll say to them, but what does it mean to you? Do you know what we actually do? And the answer is no. Tammy actually met someone this morning and she said to him, he was having a coffee with his wife, but do you know what we actually do? And he said, no, but I know Devorah Leah. So Tammy said, that's not quite good enough. Let me tell you what you're supporting. And it's quite hard, Nikki, because if we go to a corporate and show them a little video, you've seen the little clip of the campaign, you know, clip. Or how do we say to them, how do we say, and Kathy, you can maybe explain, what does it mean to sit at a meeting and get support? What does it mean to get a little meal when one comes home exhausted from chemo? What does it mean to say, you know, I'll give you a lift. Don't worry to drive, we'll give you a lift. Of course, there's Ubers, but that Uber driver is not going to get out the car like Charlie does and say, I hope all goes well and phone me as soon as you're ready to be fetched. And have that warm relationship. Charlie, the driver, came into the center this morning, the call center, And I saw him giving the biggest hug to one of our warriors who actually came and gave of themselves to us, came and gave back, as has Kathy, even going through treatment. She has sat since Monday afternoon, Kath, morning, noon and night. And Kathy will tell you, it's not easy. She doesn't have the same energy level that she did before. And she's pushing herself because she wants to give back. And it's the same thing that I'll say to people. Why are we building a center? Why do we need an exercise studio when people can go and do Pilates in any studio? The warriors don't want to. They want to come. They want to get a warm smile. They want to say, how's it? They want to do it at their own pace. Or why do we need a nail bar? There's a nail bar in every single corner. But sometimes the nails of warriors are not growing as pretty as they used to before. But they want to be comfortable, and we want to make them as pretty as they were before. So come to us and we'll make you feel good. Or come and have a cup of coffee and there's a play center for your children to play. There's a lot of play centers in Joburg. But maybe a person is going through treatment and doesn't want to go where there's too many public people or feel like engaging with somebody, just wants to come and sit quietly or might want to come and chat. And there's always someone at Dear Link to come and chat to. So that's what we provide. Massage, lifts.
Yeah. Yes. It's amazing, Mish. You know, I know when I speak to warriors and they talk about the DL Link and what you do, I'll never forget one person saying that you can have the support of your family and your friends, but they don't really know what you're going through. And when you walk into the DL Link and you can just collapse into the chair, and you can drink a cup of coffee, you know they're people. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to do anything. They understand. And it feels like you're home. And I just thought it was such a beautiful way of explaining it, because it is, you know, for each person, it's such a different journey. But you hold the space of, you know, that's what you do. You understand where everyone is coming from. You've all been there. And so this is the community that you provide the support to. And obviously on a day like today and the next few days, you are appealing to the community to help you so that you can continue to do what you're doing. By the way, how is it going with the center? The last time we chatted, they had broken ground. How is it going?
Yeah, we're going ahead. We're building a beautiful, beautiful center. Building takes time. We spent a lot of time thinking and designing and working on what is best and most opportune and providing the best and comfortable space. We're really, really excited. We hope, please God, by the end of the year to be done. And, you know, even to increase the way we help people, because it will be warm and inviting, enough space. But I have to say, Nikki, that when we said to our warriors at one meeting, and they were squashed and they were on top of each other's laps and they were just sitting there in this place that's really not optimal, and, you know, that we're building in, the ladies, the people just looked at us and said, don't change our haven. And Cherry and I were sitting there and we actually just laughed, because we want to provide something way better.
Even better, yeah. And that's what you do, Mish. You are always, I've known you for many years now, and you are always looking to make things better. And I really appreciate you giving us that outline, because as I said, there are people who listen every week, and for you to explain that way is really, really valuable.